In this video, we will go deep into the heart of the ancient Bhagavad Gita to discover the three things that you must know before you die. Yes, we will explore the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Upanishads in depth to know what we must know before we leave this physical body. This is so that we understand the essence of reality, the nature of fulfillment, and how to live a successful life without any regret at the end. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. I'm sure at some point you have wondered about the true meaning of life, what is the purpose behind all this, and about the nature of reality itself. Our ancient rishis have explored this very questions for thousands and thousands of years, and they have gone very deep to find answers to this, and they have given this to us in the form of Vedas and Upanishads. And the Bhagavad Gita, which is the word of the divine, is considered as the essence of all Upanishads. The first and the most fundamental hidden truth of reality is this, that you will never die. I know the title of the video was the three things to know before you die, but what Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads actually say is that you never die. Let us explore this profound truth to understand the essence of reality. In chapter 2, verse 20, Shri Krishna says,
Najayate mriyate va kadachi nyayam bhutva bhavita va bhuyaha ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire.
Which means, for the soul, there is neither birth nor death at any time. He has not come into being, he does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, and primeval. And in verse 23, he goes on to say, weapons do not cut him, fire does not burn him, water does not wet him, nor does the wind dry him. Now, this verse is very direct and it talks about the essence of Vedanta. The self is imperishable. Who we are in our essence has no birth, has no death to it. The body and the mind that we think we are simply vehicles that we use to navigate this world. It is simply the character through which we are playing this game in this world. We are not the character. This is the essence of Advaita Vedanta, and Krishna clearly tells us here that the soul, the Atman, is neither born nor it dies. But this is not available to us. We do not feel this way. We are so much identified with our body-mind complex that we think we are this, and we suffer because of this. So the Upanishads tell us to slowly disidentify our awareness from this body and mind and recognize our true nature. Just imagine the confidence, the fulfillment, and the unbounded joy that you will experience once you understand that you are the essence of reality that was never born and that will never die. And this body is simply an instrument, a tool that you are using temporarily. This is the first secret. Now, the hidden truth number two is the nature of action. Here, we must refer to the most famous verse of Bhagavad Gita, that is, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma faleshu kadachana ma karma falahe turbhur mate sangotva karmani. So this verse tells us that you have right to the actions only, not to the fruits of the action. This is considered as the highest way to live, and this is generally called as karma yoga. Now, different people look at this in different way, and I was always interested in this. Many, many years ago, when I came across this verse, this didn't make any sense to me. How can I be detached from the outcomes of my action, but yet work hard toward my goals, yet focus on my goals? Aren't these two things contradictory? This was my question. But as I went deeper and deeper into the nature of reality, it became very clear to me that this is the highest way to live. This is the most profound way to live. Because just imagine, when we are identified with the outcomes of our action, we experience stress, we experience burnout, we experience anxiety because of this. And ultimately, the outcomes of our action are not in our direct control. Only our actions are in our control. So, if we simply focus our efforts and energy on the resources that we have and perform the action in the best way possible with integrity, with discipline, and with persistence, and let go of our attachments to the outcomes of our action and surrender that to that infinite God or consciousness or the universal intelligence, then our life will take a new route. It will open up a new dimension for us. We can actually begin to live happily while being detached. We can still focus, we can still have goals, we can still work hard, but we are never worried or stressed about the outcomes of our action. We will trust that the universal intelligence, that Krishna or that infinite consciousness will naturally give the best for us, and the best outcomes of our life will naturally unfold. With this faith, with this surrenderness, if we approach work, our work will no longer be work. This is the second secret that we must understand and apply in our life before we leave this physical body. Now let us explore the hidden truth number 3, which is the nature of the divine. Let us look at chapter 10, verse 8 of the ancient Bhagavad Gita.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo mathas sarvam pravartate.
This verse naturally explains to us the immanence of God and how God is the source of all creation and how everything is because of Him. But then if we look at chapter 9 verse 4, it says,
Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsthani sarvabhutani nachaham teshva vastitaha.
Which means, yet I am not present in them. They are in me, but I am not in them. This verse is talking about the transcendence of God. Here, Krishna is speaking about how that infinite consciousness or God is transcendent from this world. It is beyond this world, but yet the world is because of Him. Now, Adiguru Shankaracharya used to explain this with a beautiful examples of Akasha. If we look at the sky, not the clouds, but the space, which is the Akasha, within which the entire solar system and the earth itself exists, we can understand this very concept of transcendence and immanence. The space is within which everything exists, right? The earth itself and all of our lives are possible because of this infinite space, and everything happens in this universe within this space. But the space itself, although is everywhere, is still transcendent in the sense that it is untouched by the world. It remains as itself. It does not lose its nature. It does not mix up with the world. It is transcendent. So this is a simple example that we can use to understand the nature of the transcendent yet immanent God. This is the infinite consciousness within which the universe appears as that infinite expression of the consciousness itself, but yet that infinite consciousness remains untouched, undisturbed by the happenings of the universe. This is a profound secret, and let us decode the practical implications of this now. So according to Gita, the divine is both personal and impersonal, both transcendent and immanent. It is the ultimate source of all creation, the absolute ground of being, as well as loving, compassionate, and accessible presence that can be experienced through devotion, meditation, and spiritual practice. When we recognize that the divine is not a separate entity apart from ourselves, but it is the essence of everything and it is the essence of our own self, then we can develop a deep, intimate connection with this divine, which can profoundly transform how we live. The faith and the confidence that we can get out of this is unexplainable. And with this understanding, whatever work we do, it becomes conscious creation. We will consciously strive towards a goal that is for the betterment of the whole and we will live a fulfilled, joyful, harmonious lives. This is our ideal life. So this is how we must understand the divine and the nature of reality. First of all, you will never die. All your fears and sufferings that we have because of our attachment with the body will fade away with this understanding. Number two, the nature of action. If we perform action by detaching ourselves from the outcomes of our action, then our life will unfold in a beautiful way and we can live joyfully without being stressed about the outcomes of our action. And number three, the nature of divine. When we understand that divinity is within us and divinity is all there is, then everything comes to an end and our ideal life will begin.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.